Now comes the depressed concept of Swadharma, and that is connected with Swabhava. This is the last point I wanted to note. Nothing more. Swadharma is dharma which flows from oneself. What is oneself is one's becoming. You are constantly becoming, growing, isn't it? Everyone is growing. Now, what is growing? What is the source of growing? We are all growing because there is some source in us which is in us. There is like a reservoir of water which is there in us. In each one of us, there is this reservoir. Without the reservoir, we would never be able to grow. So remember that each one of us has a reservoir. That reservoir is your real yourself, your true being. Not your outer being. Outer being is not your reservoir. There is an inner being or inmost being, which is your reservoir. Now, that reservoir has a very special way of flow. It flows, but it has its own special way of flowing, its own rhythm of flowing. You will mark it. Every individual you will see has a reservoir, and out of that something is flowing. And if you observe very correctly, you will find that this flow has its own rhythm. To discover the real rhythm of everyone requires your knowledge of the becoming of his self. That is called Swabhava. Swabhava has two words, Swa and Bhava. Bhava is becoming. Swa is self. Self which is becoming, self which is shaping. This shaping has a rhythm and the law of rhythm. This law of rhythm is Dharma. This is the final definition of Dharma I am giving you. Dharma is the law of the rhythm of becoming. The way in which each one is becoming, that rhythm is Swadharma coming from Swabhava. So the deepest truth of our being is this: discover your real reservoir. You cannot have Dharma, you cannot reach Satya, you cannot reach Brihat, you cannot reach Drita, you cannot reach certainty, you cannot reach immortality, you cannot reach permanence, you cannot reach these 10 characteristics of Dharma unless you start from here. You start from yourself, from your reservoir. Usually this reservoir is not even seen. We do not even know that there is a reservoir. So our first task is to find our reservoir. It's a huge and vast reservoir. As Mother herself has said, a characteristic of becoming a true Aurobindian. And Mother has said, a true Aurobindian has to realize that there is in him a being or a reservoir which is vast and free and quiet and all-knowing. This is the old reservoir. It is in us, already within us. What we are supposed to do in the world is nothing else but to discover it and to allow it to flow. So we are all in the process of becoming. Now this becoming is Swabhava. We are constantly becoming that which is the reservoir is flowing. But you cannot truly become in the right way unless you find out the real flow and the rhythm of the flow. Now this idea of rhythm is very important. You will find, take sulfur for example and burn it. It will burn immediately. Take a piece of cotton and burn it. It will burn immediately. But take a piece of pebble and burn it. It will not touch it at all. Similarly, you take a piece of wood. If it is dry wood, it will burn immediately. If it is wet wood, it will not burn immediately. Now this is called the rhythm. Whether something is fast or slow, and the mode of it, the way in which sulfur will burn will be different from the way in which cotton will burn, will be different from the way in which wood will burn. Each movement has its own mode. This rhythm, this mode is what is called law. The word law you must have heard very often. But basically the meaning of law is very simple. Regularity of the speed, rhythm, and the manner in which it acts is law. Everything falls from top to bottom. It is the law which is called gravitation. Gravitation is a law because it forces everything from top to bottom. That is a law. It's a rhythm. But it's not law everywhere. You go beyond a certain point. You can walk into space. There is no, you won't fall. Gravitation works only up to a certain point, but not beyond this. So laws are not absolutely absolute. It is not as if everywhere it is the same thing. Therefore I told you the dharma is a limited concept. Never be rigid about it. You have to reach a point where you reach maximum of your dharma. You draw out from your nature the rhythms of your being. Find out whether you are slow or you are fast. Find out. Everybody can find out. In this matter I am slow, in that matter I am very fast. In the things in which you are fast, move fast. In things in which you are slow, don't worry. Even if your other competitors are moving fast, don't worry. You are slow, accept you are slow. Your rhythm is different. Once you have started this kind of movement, you will find your own individuality, your own personality, what you are, you will shine out. You know, Mother has said that each one of us is like an unpolished and unchiseled diamond. Each one of us. We are all diamonds, but unchiseled. If you chisel the diamond, it shines out brightly, isn't it? Similarly, we are like diamonds, but unchiseled. We don't know how to chisel them. The right way of chiseling is to know our swabhava and our swadharma. And if you do it properly, ultimately your shining will come out. When you will shine out, you will find that you will be like the rays of sunlight. Straight. Everything will be straight. That's a mark of your shining out. What I told you at the beginning, Rita is a shining out of the sunlight from where all the rays are spread out all straight. No crookedness.